It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, is giving Denver nearly $4 million more for its COVID-19 response. The money will help cover the cost of running vaccination sites, including for personal protective equipment and supplies for transporting and storing vaccines. So far, FEMA has given Colorado more than $400 million in COVID-19 relief money. Christy Burton Brown is the new head of the Colorado Republican Party. She was elected Saturday. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Burton Brown had previously served as the GOP party's vice chair. She's an attorney, and she first gained conservative notoriety as the face of the Personhood Amendment. It has failed repeatedly at the ballot box. She was the only woman in the race and says she wants to broaden the Republican Party's base. She says a lot needs to change for Republicans to reach unaffiliated voters and communities of color to be more competitive. Democrats now control all major statewide offices and the state government. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Fashion from Paris and Hollywood is on display at the Denver Art Museum. Here's CPR Arts reporter Monica Castillo.
The actor Gregory Peck might be a familiar name to some, but it's his wife, Veronique, who has the spotlight in this new exhibit. Curator Florence Mueller worked with the couple's daughter, Cecilia Peck-Vole, to bring some of her mother's story dresses to Denver.
It shows, first of all, a link between Paris, the back then capital of fashion, and Hollywood, the capital of movie and famous glamorous star style.
The show spans from the 1950s through the 1990s with around 100 dresses from 17 top designers and other family treasures. Paris to Hollywood runs through mid-July. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
Much of the water in a northern Colorado reservoir will be drained, and that work starts today. That ends a lot of activities at North Michigan Creek Reservoir, southeast of the town of Walden. The work shuts down ice fishing and boating on the lake, and campsites in a nearby state park will be closed. Crews are making upgrades to the dam at the reservoir. The work is set to be finished early next year. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.